This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning, now with part one of the Morning Farm Show. We join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 331.5, down 6.75. March corn, 344.25, down 6.5. May corn, 353, down 6.25. November soybeans, 957, down 14.5. January soybeans, 965.25, down 14.25. March soybeans, 972.75, down 14.25. December wheat, 474.5, down 14. March wheat, 491, down 14.75. May wheat, 502.5, down 14.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Friday afternoon. The harvest pace is increasing in Illinois, with many more farmers starting to harvest their 2014 crop, especially corn. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 8 to 16 cents at 302 to 312. Soybean bids mostly 12 to 15 cents weaker at 927 to 1033. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 12 lower at 292 to 314, while soybean bids were mostly 11 to 15 lower on Friday at 919 to 1132. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 to 13 cents at 294 to 317. Soybean bids mostly 15 cents lower at 940 to 1032. And the wheat bids down 15 to 16 cents at 323 to 405. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped $1.14 to $1.65 on Friday, ranging from 1007 to 1057. Basis dropped $1 to $1.50, ranging from 50 to $1 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 544.10 to 590.10. That's down 470 to 1570 per ton, with basis steady to as much as $11 lower, ranging from 220 to 266 over the October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 7 cents at 312 to 342, with basis steady range from 20 under to 10 over December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 to 22 cents weaker at 292 to 317, with basis 7 to 15 lower at 15 to 40 under December. Soybeans dropped 38 to $1.45 on Friday, range from 937 to 965, with basis down 23 to $1.29, range from 20 under to 80 over to 80 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 19 to 20 cents lower at 309 to 310. The same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 35 to 40 cents, with quotations at 957 to 1032. Soft red winter wheat down 14 cents at 369 to 370, and Milo ended the day 6 to 7 cents lower at 311 to 312. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 270 up to 302. New crop soybean bids at 908 to 947. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids at 294 to 304. New crop soybean bids 919 to 945. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 283 up to 307. And the new crop soybean bids 917 to 944. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 155.62, up 2 cents. December live cattle, 158.70, down 22 cents. February live cattle, 160.25, up 87 cents. September feeder cattle, 230.60, up 70 cents. October feeder cattle, 228.72, up $1.02. November feeder cattle, 226.32, up $1.40. October lean hogs, $105.97, up $3. December lean hogs, $94.85, up $1.05. February lean hogs, $91.40, up 65 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 19th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.18 higher in the range of $89 to $108, with a weighted average carcass price of $104. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady to a dollar lower on the light sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows that are 400 pounds were 48 to 53. 4 to 5 weights, 52 to 55. 5 to 6 weights, 54 to 56. And 600 pounds and up, 55 to 58. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $67 to $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 11,164 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 421 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 152 to 158. Select and choice 143 to 151.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 147 to 152.50. And select and choice Holstein steers 130 to 136.50. Choice slaughter heifers 151 to 158. Select and choice heifers 141 to 149. And now on to the slaughter cows. They had premiums ranging 129 to 144. Breakers 109 to 114, with a few up as high as 120. Boners were $100 to 110. And leans 90 to 96. Bulls under 1,500 pounds were 127 to 133. And bulls 1,500 pounds and up 129 to 129.75. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 152 to 156.50. And on a dress basis, 243 to 246. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 158, and on a dress basis at 244 to 246. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 214 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 113.54, and that was 68 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $243.71. That was $1.17 lower, with select carcasses at $229.61, and that was $2.48 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 106,000. That compared to 113,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. That represents a negative 7% in total slaughter from 2013. Hog slaughter was estimated at 369,000. That compared to 402,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. That represents a negative 5% from 2013 on a year-to-date basis. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.03. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.86. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.03. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.86. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.38. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.20. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.27. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.20. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.57. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.03. Corn at Scottville is $3.03. Beans at Greenfield are $9.38. Beans at Scottville are $9.27. And wheat at Scottville is $3.57. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 621, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Steinseed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer and by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
When it comes to Steinseed, one thing you can count on is performance. Our high-yielding genetics and a wide range of technologies give you an edge at harvest. Hi, I'm Myron Stein. And at Steinseed, we're continually inspired to deliver on the promise that Stein has yield. Thanks to decades of in-depth research and a tireless focus on quality, we're proud to offer you a choice in performance for your field.
If you're driven by performance, then choose Stein this season. Visit steinseed.com or contact your local Steinseed dealer today.
Across mid-Illinois for your Monday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 70s with light north winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies once again, highs in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear skies, low temperatures in the low 50s, highs in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising. Mostly clear skies, 47 degrees on this Monday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Hi, this is Nicole Miller with the Gillespie FFA chapter with some harvest season reminders for all motorists to remember. When approaching an oncoming tractor or combine, slow down. You may have to move over on the roadway into loose gravel or an uneven surface. Watch in all rural areas for the bright red and orange triangle on the rear of farm equipment. It is a slow-moving vehicle emblem, and it means just that. Slow down. Let's have a safe harvest season and a great fall.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. As a farmer myself, I understand how difficult it can be sometimes to get someone to come in and work on your auto steer or make your yield monitor work or get it calibrated correctly. And one of the biggest struggles we see on our own farm is, oh man, that computer's just not quite right. I'm telling you, we have the people at CHS Shipman that are experts in this field. Scott Paul is a walking textbook on planters and combines. We have these people, and he's one of our lead tech guys. So if you can't get your planter to work or your monitor to work or you're having trouble with your combine, give us a call. Yeah, we sell fertilizer. We sell fuel. We have people in the grain business. But we are absolute experts in our field when it comes to ag technology in the tractor. We are an Ag Leader Blue Delta dealership, and nobody does it better than us. We're proud of our people. We're proud of our stuff, and we have the right stuff to help you get moving this fall. This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate. And the Town of Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and a handshake makes the best deals.
trust in a bank develops over time. Not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
Wheat producers in some Illinois counties had a difficult time with head scab this past harvest. It is a costly and toxic disease. Todd Gleason has more on what a farmer might do in order to prevent the disease next year.
The number one thing a farmer can do to prevent head scab in a winter wheat crop is to choose a good hybrid, says University of Illinois Extension plant pathologist Carl Bradley.
There are some varieties that have higher levels of resistance, and those are really the ones, I think, for our climate here in Illinois, our risk is always there for scab. And so we really need to be picking the varieties that have the highest level of resistance.
The wheat breeder at Illinois, Fred Kolb, screens soft red winter wheat hybrids every year for scab resistance, says Bradley.
And all that information is up on the web, along with the variety at the U of I variety testing site. So if you just Googled Illinois variety testing, it's going to take you to that page. You can go to the small grains page and you can find the information about scab. So that's the number one thing. You know, another thing that it's maybe a little more, it's a little tougher for farmers to do, especially in southern Illinois, but we do see that the risk is a little higher when you're following corn. Now, the reason it's a little tougher for farmers in southern Illinois, because in parts of southern Illinois, the corn comes off first, and so it makes it a little easier to get your wheat planted timely to follow corn. So we have seen that the risk is a little bit higher after corn. However, that risk can be lowered if you really seek out those resistant varieties.
Corn stubble is the culprit in this case. It carries the same fungus that creates head scab in wheat. So when a farmer sows wheat after corn, the fungus is already in the field. It sets the stage for a head scab battle.
And the other piece of management is fungicides. We have some effective fungicides. However, one of the things that we've seen is you really can't fix a very susceptible variety. And I know a lot of farmers did spray this year because there was some risk out there, and that was a good management practice to do. But unfortunately, in an environment that's very favorable for this fungus, you are not able to fix a very susceptible variety. So a fungicide is only going to give you about 60% control. And so, but if you combine the fungicide with a resistant variety, then you can get up to about 80, maybe even 90% control. And we've seen that in some of our research studies that we've done here, as well as other researchers in other states.
Again, the number one thing to do to avoid a head scab problem next spring is to choose and sow a scab-resistant wheat variety. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
As the gap between farmers and their average consumers increases, many in agriculture are emphasizing educating the younger generation about ag. I spoke with Charlotte Schurt, Ag Literacy Program Coordinator for Montgomery County, about how she's helping to educate today's youth about agriculture.
The Ag Literacy Program is all through the state, and I serve the Montgomery County area. So the purpose is to educate the students about agriculture. So agriculture is all around them. Many students don't realize how it impacts their whole day, the food on their plate, so many things they come in contact with all day.
And is this all levels of students, or is it primarily focused on the younger group, the high school group?
My primary focus is pre-K through fifth grade, but I also do programs with junior high, and then the high school programs are with their ag teachers.
Can you describe some of these programs for me? I think a lot of people have fond memories of Ag in the Classroom coming into their classrooms for a day. Mm-hmm. So can you describe what Ag in the Classroom is?
Sure. The core part of our program is going into classrooms and doing hands-on presentations with the kids. So I schedule times with teachers. I visit their classrooms regularly. We don't just read something, we're always doing something. We're harvesting seeds, we're planting seeds, we're making something to help reinforce whatever the topic was for the day.
So it's very interactive.
Absolutely.
What would you say is your favorite Ag in the Classroom lesson? Because from what I understand, there's a variety of lessons for all the different age groups.
There is. And I guess my favorite is anything that we can tie in with their core subjects. So if they're learning science, they're learning math already. So if we can just make agriculture the topic to tie that in. Right now I've been doing a science experiment in the classroom with students on viscosity and the thickness of liquids. So we do a science experiment, but it's tied into agriculture because first we learn about what farmers are doing in the fields right now to get ready for harvest and how they have to prepare their machines and the different lubricants or fluids they'll use. So we tie it in, but we're still able to get to the core topic of science, which the teachers like also.
And do you visit classrooms all year round, or is it mainly just a certain time of year?
All year round. So September through May in the classrooms, and then during the summer I've done some programs in libraries as well.
And what would you say is your favorite part of working with these students on ag subjects?
I guess just to see how excited they get to make the connection that, oh, that's where that came from. So it's amazing, for example, to see a student not realize a French fry came from a potato or just very basic things. So it's neat to see the sparkle in their eye.
Sort of the aha moment.
Exactly.
And if people want to kind of learn more about ag in the classroom, how do they do that?
They could contact me. I work at the University of Illinois Extension office. Also through the University of Extension Unit 18 website, there is an Ag Literacy page.
Again, that was Charlotte Shurick, Ag in the Classroom Coordinator from Montgomery County. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.